everybody. This isn't an episode.
This is not an episode.
Long-time listeners will know well by now. We're just doing not an episode to let you know there's no episode. And we're in our little summer recess. And we will return to you in September.
And I don't feel like summer proper, which is what this is, is a time for listening to podcasts.
No.
No.
Because you should be on a jet ski or skiing behind a speedboat.
Whilst reading a thriller with raised shiny lettering, please, in one hand, pina colada in the other.
Yeah, or possibly riding an inflatable John Grisham novel. Because I think they do them now, don't they, for holidays? It's quite the thing to be Instagrammed on now, isn't it? Is a big inflatable Grisham.
Yeah, you should be considering getting an underwater Grisham that you can read while learning to scuba and engaging in a love affair with a scuba instructor.
Yep.
That's quite a good suggestion for a use of summer.
Or have an affair.
Well, have a romance, you know.
Yeah, it's
summer. You could reburnish a romance if you're locked in a romance, or, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not for me to say.
And you should be putting away at least 200 head of prawns. If you're not eating 200 head.
Well, listen, you need to be part of the prawn cull. This is prawn cull season.
Get the numbers down. Yeah, we need to get those numbers down.
It's not all about mayonnaise and crushed ice. Those guys will be running riot come the autumn.
Because that's the only reason that we're not ruled by them, let's face it, is the culling every August. And we always say, if you don't want to work for prawns, then eat 200 head of them every August. Because otherwise, next summer, you'll be asking a prawn about your holiday dates and whether you can take them off.
Put them on the barbecue, put them in a stew, put them on a pizza, put them in your breakfast, put them wherever you can, put them in your pockets, then eat them. But get through those prawns, please.
Please, do your bit.
So is it 200 head in the month of August, or is that per day, or...?
Well, it's prawn season now, so it's now is the time. It's per August, per head, 200 head, per head.
200 head per head, but obviously it depends how many heads
but not you have in your... prawns.
So it depends how many heads you've got in your family.
Yeah.
So that's assuming an average family size of five.
Yeah.
So if you don't have five in your family...
Which would work out to be three metric prawns, I think, if you prefer
metric
the other...
Prawns. The other way of measuring them.
Things.
So if you don't have five in your family, if you're just single, for example, you need to eat, you just times it by five. So five times 200 is 10,000.
Yeah, or 660 yards of prawns is different ways. Yeah. 17 crayfish cubits.
Yeah, before you take time off work, go to your local post office, say, how in this area, in this parish, are we measuring the prawns for the cull? They'll tell you.
Register for the prawn cull.
Yes. Often these days it will be when you eat them, you keep all the heads, and then take in the heads in September.
Yeah.
They'll count the heads.
Yeah. Make sure there's a cocktail stick through the eye of the head. Don't return the head unless there's a cocktail stick through the eye in the brain.
That's right.
In case it does regenerate.
If you can return 10,000 heads, you will obviously get refunded, won't you?
For all of your posts for the year. That's right. You get free posts for a year.
Yeah. And please, watch out for bootleg prawns.
Mm.
Okay? Don't get your prawns from a proper dealer or dragnet them yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't buy street prawns.
Because there's a lot of pink slugs. There's a lot of pink slugs out there.
A lot of kids getting hooked on pink slugs these days.
And it's not the same thing.
Yeah. They're dipping them in salsa.
Yeah.
And they're guzzling them down, but it's not helping the prawn problem and it's not helping the kids.
No, exactly.
Similarly with calamari. Now, I read last night that up to 95% of them are now pig anuses.
Mm-hmm. All that tells me is I like pig anuses. I like them deep fried. That's all that tells me. It's not going to stop me for a second. I'm into it.
Nice.
It's just another offal I like.
Yeah, I think we may have reached a tipping point with pig anuses and calamari where...
They could just put pig anus on a menu and I would order that now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
And it's just about... I think the main thing you need to do is make sure you keep thinking about the fact that it is a pig's anus throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you forget about it and then you remember, it can be quite jarring. So what you want to do is look at it, think about pig's anus.
Well, the best way to do it is to say the word pig's anus as you chew.
Pig's anus. Exactly. Pig's anus. Which you can do.
Some restaurants now will wheel in a pig backwards to your table, just so it's kind of there, present. Keeping your mind on the ball.
Offer an anusless pig. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can keep your breadsticks in it as well, so it's...
Well, look, have a lovely summer, all of you.
Yeah. Ben and I are taking a break. I think Henry's spending about 5 weeks with a shropodist.
That's right.
So he'll probably be
in South America.
Yeah. So we're expecting nothing left below the knees by the time you get back after that. You're getting pruned, aren't you?
She's gonna scalpel from the bottom up and just keep going.
Yeah. Until she gets a fresh feeling.
Until she gets a fresh feeling, which we think is going to be somewhere between my mid thighs and my bollocks. Now, the other thing I would say is, if you are missing the Three Bean content this summer and you're not signed up, you could always sign up to our Patreon.
That is a good point. That was silky smooth.
Where there's quite a few hours worth of extra Bean material that you haven't heard yet.
It could certainly see you through August, for sure.
I reckon it could, safely. Safely see you through August.
Guys, your sales savvy is off the charts. Nice.
It's not about pat comments, but the fact is, it's twice the fun for half the pat cost. it's twice. It's dumber. Yeah. Look, the fact is, it's our chat, but it's on your schedule.
What?
Look, you're a busy executive. You haven't got time to schedule in things in between. You got a squash game on Thursday. Nick, you're doing your presentation on Friday. You've got heels in your backpack for that hot party on the weekend. Because you have fun. But you also
live out of a backpack.
Look, half the time you're checking your stocks and shares, and the rest of the time you're checking how much vodka is there in this cocktail. Because you're having fun on a roof party. Yeah?
There's a picture which I would assume 99% of our listeners will identify with.
Exactly.
We know our listeners.
You're busy urban executives. And, you know...
Most of you German.
Most of you German.
Most of you on a rooftop.
You don't have time to talk to friends and family.
So how does them joining our Patreon help them have more time to spend with their family?
I don't know.
Yeah, they should be better off calling grandma, wouldn't they, than listening to this?
I think probably call grandma.
Call
actually.
Grandma. Prioritise grandma. But if you
please
have
prioritise grandma.
Time after that, then, you know... What, think about the Patreon thing. Have a Google.
Yeah.
Have a Google. There's quite a lot of stuff there now.
There's quite a bit of stuff there.
And you can listen to it in an infinity pool on a rooftop, because I think quite a lot of phones will survive accidentally falling into a pool these days. Don't quote me on that.
That's true. I genuinely have to run to a chiropody. Well, not run, but...
just drag yourself in a wheelbarrow. Self-wheelbarrow yourself to a chiropodist.
to a chiropodist. So that's the Bean signing off, I believe.
Yes, we'll see you in September. As Henry says, join the Patreon at patreon.com/3beansalad if you want more. If not, we'll see you in the dark autumn.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Don't forget that sunblock.